I heard Debbie before at the start of her program talking about the decision of the Yarra Junior Football League to stop parents going on the ground at quarter and three-quarter time. And I also want to say something about this because my daughter plays in the Yarra Junior Football League, and I think it's a terrible move by the league. Look, I've never seen any bad incidents at games. I've never seen an umpire threatened. It's not to say it hasn't happened. I just haven't seen it. But the fact is, a lot of parents do quite like going onto the ground and having a bit of kick-to-kick at quarter and three-quarter time. I also like to hear what the coach says, in my case, to the girls' team, because my daughter's a girl. And, you know, what his tactics are, who he's moving around, spinning the magnets, all that sort of thing. It's just part of local football. One of the sad things about the AFL is that years ago the AFL decided that you couldn't go on the ground after the game to have a kick-to-kick anymore. I know there are some rounds where they do allow it, and I know it's all about preserving the grass at the MCG and Marvel Stadium, but it sort of puts a distance between the players and the spectators. Now, club footy, junior footy, call it what you will, it's much more old school. You know, you can go on the ground at quarter and half and three-quarter time. You can listen in the huddle to what the coach says. And I would have liked to have seen a less heavy-handed response from the Yarra Junior Football League. By banning, you know, dads and other parents like me from going on the ground, you probably decrease the number of people who want to play the game. Because a lot of dads go because they like going on the ground. They like listening to the coach. And if the Yarra Junior Football League is going to decide to ban all parents from going on the ground at quarter and three-quarter time, I think that's a terrible, terrible move. Anyway, I'm just saying that as a parent of a child who plays in that league.